Welcome to episode 9 of the Youth Ministry Podcast for Volunteers. Hey, if you're a volunteer who works with teenagers and you especially love pointing them to Jesus, this podcast is for you. You have landed in the right spot. Thanks for being here today. Hey, I'm Chris Trent, and I work with the Next Gen Ministry for the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. I've worked with teenagers for a little over 30 years now, and I love pointing them to Jesus. I especially love, though, the volunteers who work with them. We're really excited about today. Hey, I've got Billy Crystal with me from North Georgia. Billy Crystal, hey guys, not the comedian.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
What's up, guys? Yeah, man. We're into this is like episode 9, man. We're rolling here.
This has been fun. 9 episodes. It's going by quick, too.
Yeah, man. This is super exciting. Well, hey, friends, before we jump in today, and we are going to jump in quick like always, we do have one request. Will you please just take a moment and subscribe to the podcast? So if you're loving this podcast, take a moment and subscribe. And we would also just love it if you would just take a moment and leave a review. That really helps our podcast spread as far as helping other youth workers, youth volunteers. So that'd be great. So, hey, Billy, what are we talking about today?
Hey, this one's great. Today, we're going to be talking about setting the example for teenagers through participation. And I'll tell you, I've had a really good time with this one. This morning, as I was praying through what we're going to talk about today, I started spending a lot of time thinking about my own volunteers, the people I get to work with. I'm blessed to work with a really great team, but not so much thinking about them. I was thinking about myself. And as I went through all the items we're going to talk about today, I was kind of giving myself a grade. And Chris, I'm not so sure I did a very good job last night. So
yeah, we record this on Thursday mornings a lot of times. So last night you were with your youth group up there in Ringgold, Georgia, and you, as you're coming in this morning, you're kind of like, yeah, I don't know that I did such a great job.
So this isn't just for volunteers. This is for everybody. We can all learn from this. So that's pretty cool.
And I think both of us coming into this, we wanted to make sure that the listeners heard us say, this is one of those episodes that if we're not careful could come across as us going, you volunteers need to get your act together. Right. And that is not our heart behind this. Matter of fact, there's one of it. Well, the first one we talk about here in just a minute, you'll recognize it when we get to it. It is one that I understand. Like I struggle with that as well. Like I get the temptations to, but anyway, we'll jump into it and it'll make sense here in just a minute.
Oh, yeah.
So super guilty. Well, let's do that. Are you ready to jump in?
I'm excited. Here we go.
All right, here we go. So here's some ideas on setting the example for teenagers through participation. All right. So the importance of that. And number one, right out of the bat, is simply mingle, don't clump. Mingle, don't clump. And what we mean by that is the temptation, and this is one of the ones I struggle with, right? When you walk into, you know, youth group, whatever that looks like in your setting, maybe that's a Wednesday night setting, or maybe that's a Sunday morning Sunday school setting or a small group setting. There's no doubt a temptation to clump up together with who? The other volunteers, adults. And I understand that because you know what? I want some volunteer, like I want some adult interaction.
Sure.
Because I'm not going to my Sunday school class. So I get the temptation there. But we're really challenging y'all to maybe consider at least finding a good balance there and try to mingle with students. Don't clump. Unpack that a little more for us, Billy.
You know, I was talking to my wife about this a few days ago, and she brought up a couple of interesting thoughts. You know, for her as a youth ministry volunteer, a lot of our other adult volunteers are some of her best friends that she doesn't get to see very often. So, of course, she wants to go over and spend a lot of time talking to them. And it's kind of her time, too. But the truth is, it's really easier than we probably realize just to go talk to the students. Now, I would imagine a lot of the adult volunteers are, you know, maybe, I don't know if you're afraid of the kids or you don't know what to say. It's really pretty simple. Just ask them questions. How was your week? Did you have a game? When is your Christmas concert? How was work? And you'll find that as soon as you ask that question, they're going to open up to you and then you're off to the races.
Yeah. And a little bit of it is recognizing that you're not cool anymore and just acknowledging that and owning that.
Right. In fact,
right? And I'm talking about me here.
No,
like I'm talking about you, Billy Crystal, because I know you. And honestly, the listeners, like a lot of times we think, man, if I walk up to that group of kids, like they don't think I'm cool. You know what? They don't.
Because
like,
we're not.
It's okay. Because we're not.
And listen, and so, when in doubt, go back to episode number one, myths about being a great youth ministry volunteer.
Right.
And that will solve all of those.
Good callback. I appreciate that. Yeah. And so just remember that. And ultimately, I loved how you said it. Just be willing to talk to them, ask questions. And honestly, I'll ask questions like, hey, so what's new in teenage world? Y'all help me out. Help the dad out here. You know, like, what are we talking about this week?
Yep.
You know, what's some courage, whatever. Hey man, how's that been going for your thing? You know, you see a kid that you know what's going on or whatever, you know, they're involved in whatever. But yeah, just making that conversation. So I think that makes sense though. How, you know, as far as setting the example for teenagers through participation, participate by mingling is what we're saying. Don't just always clump together. Sometimes it's okay to clump a little bit. You know, we're not trying to be dogmatic about this. Sure,
of course.
All right. But try to mingle as much as you can and make use of that time. Right. So, all right. Second thing here. What do you got?
Second thing's pretty huge. And you know, this seems like, you know, a no-brainer, but we all struggle with this. Be on time. In fact, you got to remember that on time is early. This kind of lends itself to what we were just talking about. If one of the most important things we do is to mingle, you've got to be there prepared to mingle with them. So being on time sets the standard for the entire direction of what's going to be going on in whatever event it is.
Yeah. And I think being on time for Sunday school or small group or whatever that looks like in your setting. But I would even go as far as the same being on time to worship as well.
Oh yeah.
Sets the example. Cause a lot of times, you know, we love to use the excuse of, well, I was in youth group, you know, doing a thing or whatever. And we're kind of late. Like if your youth group thing is on a Sunday morning, that is right. And we kind of show up late to worship, man, being on time to those things, it really does send a positive message that this is important. And it could be as simple as that group that you're standing around talking to, that you look at your watch and you go, okay guys, hey, let's get to worship. Let's go. Like, we're going to be late. We don't want to be late. And it's just a matter of
creating. Ultimately, that's what you're there for. So that again, that sets the standard.
Huge. Yeah. Okay. So here's a simple one that I think this one's huge to me, folks. Lean in on this one right here. Can I just go, I want to be as bold as to say, fellas, dudes, guys, lean in on what I'm about to say. Yeah. Okay. Because this is not natural for dudes. Here it is. Number three, when it comes to setting the example for teenagers through participation, number three, take notes during any Bible study or sermon. Take notes. See, here's the thing about setting the example. If you're sitting there as an adult and you're open, like when the sermon starts or you're in a Bible study and you've got like some type of cool journal or whatever, you know, for dudes, make it a dude journal. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't got to be all frilly or whatever. Camouflage. You know what I'm saying?
They make camouflage journals.
Whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? But open that up, because what that does is that sends a message that what is happening right now is important enough for me to write it down. Now, listen, I don't want to be legalistic about this. So let's say your church has sermon notes printed out, you know, in the bulletin or whatever, right? As long as if that's how you do that, that's great. But to me, the key is though, is that you're sitting there looking like, I'm trying to do, you and I can see each other, but nobody else can see us. I was about to like visually show this, but you're just sitting there looking like hopefully, and here's the side benefit of that, right? For me, the reason I do it is honestly, not, I do it every time. Like I always take notes, like anytime I'm at a church or whatever. And Billy, honestly, I'm not doing it. It does set an example that I think is good, and it sets an example for my kids. But truthfully, the reason I really do it is I don't pay attention well if I don't.
Well, that's my problem too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so for me, it's a spiritual discipline thing for me that ends up having a benefit of setting a great example for teenagers, right? Because if you're doing that all the time, and then maybe even like what you do is you like bring them, hey guys, let's start taking notes during worship or whatever together. You know, like I'd love to see what y'all are learning as well. I mean, who knows? That could blow up big. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go. Yeah.
All right. That's pretty huge. It's not just that. You know, you're taking the notes, but you're singing the songs. You're, I don't know, on whatever you're the group, you're playing the games.
Every
aspect of that.
Yeah. For real. All that stuff. Good. I love it. All right. So setting the example for teenagers through participation. We've done three so far. Mingle, don't clump. In other words, talk to them. Number two, be on time for worship, be on time for Sunday school or small group, whatever that is in your world. Number three, we said, take notes during any Bible study or sermon. Also, we added to that, make sure you're participating in the singing as well. You know, those kind of things. What's number four?
You know, this is a pretty big one for me. It's come prepared. You know, it really matters that when we walk in the door that we're ready to go. Again, this lends itself to all the other ones. If we walk in the room and we're not prepared and we're fixing all those last minute things, we don't have the opportunity to mingle like we should. But here's the real thing that's a big deal to me is that winging it is not okay. I realize even in my own ministry, there are times when I just don't have the time to be as prepared as I would like to be. But I've seen over the years so many, especially small group leaders, that they'll want to eat up tons of time with, I don't know, just banter about how was your week, because they're just not prepared. And kids see through that. And again, if you're setting the example, well, the example is I'm not prepared. And
part of the challenge here, Billy, is if you've been doing this a minute, like if you're new, you got to prepare. You're like, you ain't going to be able to wing your nut. You know what I'm saying? But if you've been doing this a minute, you probably can wing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think with that comes that temptation. So I think what you'd be asking and what I'm asking is just to consider, hey, because we're going to give grace here. Matter of fact, Billy, in prep for this, you acknowledged that a couple of weeks ago you had to wing it.
Oh, yeah.
You said that out
loud. Oh, yeah.
So we're not saying we get that's going to happen, man. The time that you set aside to prepare for the lesson, you got a kid upstairs throwing up, you know, because they're sick.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, you know. So I just realized I said throwing up on the podcast.
because that's real world. Volunteer.
Real world, right? That's real
jobs
life.
And kids and all that.
We're not saying that never happens. We're just saying evaluate, though, how often you're winging it. And if it's more than like, you know, 1 or 2 out of 10 times, you know, you probably need to reevaluate.
Because I've even met youth pastor or youth ministry volunteers or even young youth pastors that almost wear that as a badge of honor. Oh, I can walk in the room and just wing it. That is not okay.
Yeah, that's not a badge of honor in my book. Yeah. Come prepared. Yeah, awesome. Okay. Well, hey, here's number 5. I love this one, Billy. You brought this one to the table. I get to lead out with it, though. Just be positive. Be positive. Friends, listen, we get that life happens and we get that not everybody listening is necessarily in a setting where the worship is dynamic and awesome every Sunday, or the pastor preaches amazing sermons. Maybe there's struggles in your church right now and it's not the healthiest your church has ever been. What we're saying is when it comes to setting the example for teenagers, participate by being positive, not negative in that moment. And if nothing else, just don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
For sure. Because your positivity is really, really going to make a difference. What do you think?
For me, my love language is sarcasm. So this is something I have to be kind of careful with. But at the end of the day, students want positive in their life. They are so surrounded by negativity that especially in worship or evangelism, discipleship environments, it really matters that if they're going to take a cue from us, it has to be positive. And then in every aspect where they're being negative, we need to try to find ways to turn that negativity around, because we want them to leave our events or our time together feeling better about themselves than when they walked in the door.
Yeah, and a little bit of this is just self-evaluation, acknowledging our own habits when it comes to being positive or negative about church, you know. And I think sometimes we forget that pastor is a real person that really breathes and really has issues, just like we all have issues. And we think it might be our God-given right on Sunday lunch time to kind of pick apart what just happened.
Oh, yeah.
Realistically, we need to make sure we're keeping a positive spin on that thing. Well, hey, friends, that's just 5 things real quick. We try to keep these short and to the point. But again, we're just wanting to encourage everybody. We struggle too. But man, do your best to set the example for the teenagers that you've been entrusted with. Just set the example for them through participating yourself. Mingle, don't clump. In other words, talk to them. Be on time to worship in a Sunday school or your small group setting there, or Wednesday night youth group. Take notes during a Bible study, sing whenever the songs are happening, you know, come prepared, work on that as well. And then at the end of all that, we just said, be positive. So that about does it for today's episode, Billy. Thanks for being here today, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, hey, friends, here's a question. I'm not asking this to Billy. I'm asking this to y'all. Do you have any ideas on what we could do for an episode? We would really love to hear from you on that. Like, if you have any episodes, we're getting close to wrapping up what we're calling season one. It'll lap, you know, we'll wrap up here in a couple episodes. And we're starting to think about what we're doing in season two. And we would love to hear from you. So we've set up an email that you could email us, youthministrypodcast@gabaptist.org. youthministrypodcast@gabaptist.org. We would love to hear from you. I'm going to list that email in the show notes as well, so that you can see that if you're driving around now or something. But just drop us an email, even if you want to say, attaboy, y'all are doing great. We'd love to hear that. Or, hey, they're really too long still. Make them shorter, or whatever you want to say. We would love to hear from you. And then that'd be great. So, hey, special thanks to the Georgia Baptist Mission Board for allowing us to provide this as a free resource. We're especially thankful for churches that continue to give to the cooperative program. We're really appreciative of that. Hey, be sure to join us in our next episode, episode 10, as we talk about what you can do to encourage parents. It's a good one. What can you do as a volunteer to encourage parents? Parenting is hard. We're going to talk about
parenting is hard.
Hey, if you need anything, you can find us here at Georgia Baptist, gabaptist.org/nextgen, gabaptist.org/nextgen. That's where you can find Billy and I and all of our folks. Hey, I'm Chris Trent, and we'll see you next time on the Youth Ministry Podcast for Volunteers.